In this module, we're going to take financial performance figures, one of the where are we today questions, and make them more useful. You see, whenever you're on a journey, whether in a car or by foot or any other method, you're going to be asking three questions. Where am I right now? Where am I heading towards? And just exactly where I am in relation to where I'm supposed to be going. Those three questions are pretty normal behaviour patterns in any journey. Well, it's the same with a business. Where exactly am I now? Where am I going towards? And where am I on that journey to that destination? And it's that last question in this particular module that's so important. Am I heading in the right direction towards my destination? And if you want to ask that question of your business, you need another tool to help you apart from figures. You need to have something that points direction for you. And the way you're going to do that is by monitoring not just figures, but trends. And trends tend to point in a particular direction. And they tend to change and move up and down, as I'm sure you're aware. Any trend doesn't happen as a straight line, it moves. And at each point of movement, you need to be asking a question. What caused that change in the trend? And that's what trends give you as a powerful tool in your business. The opportunity to ask the question, in my journey, why was that change of trend there? What happened before it, prior to it, or just at the point where it did change to cause that change of trend? And you can't spot that just by having a bunch of figures. What you need to do is create some trend lines. Now remember, what we're trying to do is have real-time monitoring of your business so you can constantly keep a finger on the pulse of what is happening, not 6 months down the line, but today, this week, this month. So here's what I suggest you do, and here's how you do it. You need to create some trend lines of your own. You need to take the figures in your business, put them onto, let's say, a spreadsheet, and use graph lines to create those trend visuals to allow you to monitor real-time what is going on. And you need to have those figures and that trend graph available to you on a weekly and a monthly basis so that you can really keep an eye on the finger on the pulse, an eye on the business, and monitor real-time. So that's what we're going to do. You're going to create your own graph showing trends of all five figures that we've mentioned. The gross revenue, the cost of sales, the gross profit, the fixed overheads, and the net profit. That's what we're going to do. So I encourage you to take the last 3 months at least, preferably the previous 12 months of your business performance, once you've got the figures out of your accountant or your bookkeeper or your financial spreadsheets, and create some graphs. Very easily done. Won't show you in detail in this module. There's another module. We'll go into that in much more detail. And watch out for direction. Where's this heading? What's this telling me that's changing? And the kind of questions you're asking is, what strategy change made that trend move? What did I do that was different? What did I do that was worse than before or better than before? And why did that line move and shift and change? When you see that in front of you, you'll begin to have some wonderful ability and power to see what you need to stop doing and what you need to do more of. And it will signal to you great danger signs about things that, you know, shouldn't have happened in the first place, or external forces that are causing your business problems because it's not ready for them. So I'd recommend that you create your own graph, and you can by all means pull down the example that we've created for you on this page.